Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a short but amazing story, and it's about somebody who was nicknamed Rav Kapel Shavisi. Now, Kapel is a Yiddish name, but Shavisi is not a Yiddish name. As a matter of fact, Shavisi means I have placed, and it's referring to the idea which is written in one of the first laws of the Code of Jewish Law, depending on which version of the Code of Jewish Law one looks, but it's right near the beginning. Shavisi Hashem Negdi Samid. It's a verse from Tehillim, which is quoted in the halacha, which is quoted in the law of getting up early in the morning. I place Hashem before me constantly, is what David HaMelech said. It's a verse in Tehillim. And the idea of it is that this is the way a Jew is supposed to act. When we first get up in the morning, we first, before we get up, we first awaken and we're aware that we exist. We should right away think about Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, that I place Hashem constantly before me, meaning that I try to realize in my first thoughts that Hashem is right there, that I'm lying in bed in front of Hashem, and therefore I have to say Moda Ani and get up and so forth. So this Yid, this Jew, who was known as Reb Kapel Shavisi, the reason why he was nicknamed Shavisi is because Shavisi means, like I mentioned, I place before me. And he would constantly be quoting this pasuk, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. What situation would he especially quote it? Well, he was a businessman, and he sold or bought different things, and the things that he dealt with had to be weighed. I don't know if it was fruit or grain or, I don't know, whatever it was. It had to be weighed. And therefore, because he was a very honest businessman, he would say, before he weighed things, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, meaning I'm reminding myself that I'm in front of Hashem, and therefore I have to be accurate in my business dealings. And if I'm selling somebody a pound of apples, it really has to be a pound, at least a pound. And I cannot sell them a pound of apples and charge them for 2 pounds. Or if they're paying for 3 pounds of apples, I have to make sure there's really 3 pounds of apples. And therefore I weigh it very carefully. Now, in those days, there was what's called a yerid, which means a regional fair. And different merchants, businessmen, and so forth would all come, and they would buy and sell and so forth. And often, the non-Jewish merchants would come to Reb Kapel Shavisi and ask him to weigh their goods, because they knew that he was very honest and his scale was accurate. He was very careful to make sure that the scale was accurate, like the Torah tells us. And therefore, if his scale said that it was a certain weight, then they knew they could depend on that. What happens if he didn't come to a certain regional fair and was not there for some reason? So people would say, if Shavisi is not here, then the Yerid won't prosper. Meaning, if he's not here, and people therefore will not be accurate in their weights, then God will not bless our business. So we see that not only was he an honest person, but he impressed even the non-Jews so much that they didn't feel that Hashem would bless them if they did not have Shavisi there to help weigh things accurately, to make sure that everything was fair. When the Baal Shem Tov heard about this, he said that we can have a very important lesson from this. And that is that if a person is not thinking about Hashem and being in front of Hashem, then he will not be able to serve Hashem properly in his day-to-day life. Like the non-Jews would say, if Shavisi is not here, then the Yerid won't prosper. That is, if the person Shavisi is what they meant, but the Baal Shem Tov meant the idea of Shavisi, that if we don't keep Hashem in mind, then our day-to-day life, our own regional fair, so to speak, our Yerid, our own day-to-day activities will not prosper. But rather, a person has to try to keep Hashem in mind all the time. And then, of course, our life will prosper. And automatically, things will happen for us because Hashem is making them happen. It seems automatic to us, but really, of course, it's Hashem who's giving his blessing. And in general, when it comes to doing what Hashem wants, there are two advantages. Number one, we're doing what Hashem wants. That itself is an advantage. And number two, Hashem then opens up the pathways of blessings in order to give us the blessings that only He can give. And in order to bring these blessings, many times, what's very important is trach good v'tzayin good. Think good and it will be good. The power of positive thinking can actually bring positive results. It's actually miraculous. But that is the way it works, that if we work very hard to have a positive mindset, to think positively, to think good, good about other people, good about what's going on with us, good about the future, then this actually brings positive results. And the main thing is, right now, with the big war going on in Israel, that we should try very hard to increase in Torah and mitzvahs, and to daven for the soldiers, daven for the captives, daven for the injured, daven for all the people in Eretz Yisrael, but also at the same time to make sure to think positively, to have faith and trust in Hashem, that it will come out quickly and completely, a complete and quick victory, so that we will have a safe Eretz Yisrael and bring about the Geula. May it come immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.